Let's first summarize the first of two collisions that took place on the freeway in the southbound lanes. Understand the first one happening just after 11 in the morning by the Briarcrest overpass.
There was a black Chevy Tahoe and a 2023 Tesla. According to witnesses, the Tesla made what appeared to be an unsafe lane change towards the black Chevy Tahoe. The Chevy Tahoe overcompensated, and at that point, the driver lost control and then crashed into one of the pillars under the bridge. The driver did sustain major injuries and was transported to the hospital. The driver of the Tesla was not injured on scene.
And no passengers in either one of those vehicles?
That's correct.
And then let's go to the second collision that would have been, I understand, near MLK.
The accident near the MLK accident occurred at about 2:52. Officers arrived on scene at 3:11, and this involved three vehicles. It involved a Jeep, a Ford Malibu, and a Nissan car. There were minor injuries involved in this accident, and someone was transported to the hospital. The accident is still actually currently under investigation as to how it exactly occurred.
We have the graduation weekend going on. There's going to be increased traffic, just a more heightened awareness about who is around you, particularly when you're on the freeway or when you're going on a highway that's got a pretty good speed limit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're going to have a lot of people from out of town that may not be familiar with the city of College Station, the city of Bryant, and so they may find themselves lost, and they may have to slow down or make an unexpected move on the roadway. So we definitely want to be aware of what's going on around us and be cognizant of the fact that the person in front of us may brake suddenly. They may miss their turn, so we definitely want to pay attention to what's going on ahead of us, not accidentally rear-ending someone.